This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now we're going to be moving on to our next story.
And it's about being a person with disabilities and the challenges that come with it, especially in terms of employment. So we know the job market in general is tough, but it's tougher for someone with disabilities or who's working with different abilities. And the difficulties come in on a few levels, ranging from actual physical barriers to limits on the types of jobs available, issues of stigma, and whether companies are open to working with people in this community.
So with that in mind, we wanted to shine a spotlight on the actual experience, right, of looking for employment, being employed as a person who has disabilities, and also to mention that there's actually a recruitment carnival organised by the Acquired Brain Injury Rehabilitation Unit in Hospital Rehabilitasi Cheras, and that's happening on March 19th, Tuesday, that's a week from now, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the hospital's lobby. So if this impacts you, or if you're a business owner who might be in a position to employ folks, that might be something that would interest you. So in the meantime, we have on the line Raja Iskandapati, who has been living with disabilities after suffering a stroke a few years ago. Thank you so much for joining us. In your experience, what are the main difficulties that you have faced when seeking employment?
Okay, often than not, the difficulties in getting employment, for me personally, I do not know about other people because I just got stroke 4 years ago and has become an OKU myself. For me personally, I find the difficulty in convincing the employer that I am okay, I am here. On the surface, they may see me like I swagger a little bit. You know, when I talk, it's not normal. But I'm here, I'm a functioning person, I can contribute, and I can work. That's the most challenging thing, the convincing.
And besides having to convince employers, what are other challenges that people with disabilities have to face when looking for jobs?
Okay, there's many, many levels of the challenges. The first level was that, the convincing. The second level is to actually find a work which is designated for the OKU, which is suitable for you. Because some of the works that's designated, so-called designated to the OKUs, may not be suitable for that person. So finding the exact niche that is exactly suitable for you is another challenge for OKUs. And then the third challenge is the salary scale, because it seems that OKU are always often they're not being put at the lower scale, because the employer to be seen to think that we cannot contribute much, and they are just doing out of sympathy. That is the problem, because the intellectual qualities of the mind of the OKU people also vary. So we must also give variety to the opportunity for employment to orang kurang upaya.
From your observation, what impact is there when people living with disabilities can't find employment?
The impact could be both positive and negative, because I would say that the good thing about the difficulty in getting employment outside in this real world is that I am made to be more resourceful. I am a more resourceful person after I got declared as an OKU. And now I've decided there is so much difficulty for me to get the exact employment that I wanted, to the extent that now I'm actually doing an entrepreneurship on my own. I am creating my own job. And so these are the good things that came out of it. So I actually created a small company. What I'm doing is that I am collecting all the products by my OKU friends, and I'm designing labeling for them, and I'm also marketing. At the same time, I'm helping other people, other OKUs, to actually make a living. But the bad thing about getting employment is the ones that has on the low income group, They find it difficult to get employment. I would say that the other difficulty for them would be the logistic aspects, because employment could be very far away from their homes. So they would have to spend a chunk of the salary just to spend on their logistics to get work. So that's the sad part of it.
How much support is there at the moment for people living with disabilities to find stable jobs?
There isn't enough support in the form of an allowance for creating kemudahan, you know, facilities for used to go to work. Some of the offices or the places of possible workplace has got no proper facilities for them to reach. They are beyond reach. They need to work. They want to work. There are offers for work, but there is no facilities for them to ease them to do to the workplace. So the other aspects that need to be looked into is the logistics aspects, because like ramps for wheelchairs, OKUs, or tactile tiles for the blind. It has to go beyond the public spaces. It has to go into the corporate world to make access for the OPUs to go into offices to do basic things like, to offer service as an employee. So all these facilities that eases the OPU path to employment is very much needed in this country.
What do you hope to see the most when it comes to supporting people living with disabilities, when it comes to specifically employment?
We must go beyond statistics and logistics and, some people just do it out of sympathy, just because there is a certain ruling that they have to employ 1% OKU in their corporate body. It has to go beyond that. It has to start from the compassion, from the heart. It has to have a humanitarian basis. It has to move away from rules and regulation. It has to go into the realm of hati budi, kemanusiaan. It has to go into that as a basis. And that's how I feel how job opportunities for OKUs should start from.
Iskandar, thanks for joining us on the line. That was Raja Iskandar Pati sharing his experience of seeking employment while living with disabilities. And just very quickly, earlier we said that it was happening. Well, I said that it was happening. The recruitment carnival will be going on next Tuesday. That's right. And instead, it's actually going on this Thursday, but it is from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the hospital's lobby. So again, it's Thursday at Hospital Rehabilitasi Cheras in the lobby. We received a message from a dyslexic manager who says, "I have dyslexia and I don't tell anyone for fear of discrimination."
And I think that's such a huge disservice. It's such a huge, obstacle to overcome, right? Because if you worry that if you tell them what happens to your job, will they judge you differently in, say, your evaluations?
So that's the thing. The issue of stigma is very real. Mm. And we're going to be speaking after this with Dr. Noraslina, who's actually from the Acquired Brain Injury Rehabilitation Unit. But you can send those messages through. Let us know what your experiences have been like. Let us know your thoughts. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Building First World Mindsets. BFM 89.9.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we are speaking about the difficulties that are faced by people living with disabilities when we talk about the space of employment. Earlier, we heard from Raja Iskandar Pati, who is somebody who specifically shared his experience of that specific circumstance, yeah. I guess, of looking for a job and having a job while living with a disability. Joining us now is Dr. Noraslina of the Acquired Brain Injury Rehabilitation Unit at Hospital Rehabilitasi Cheras. Thank you so much for speaking to us. In your experience, what are the difficulties your patients have had to face when applying for jobs?
Yeah, there are many challenges actually. And from my readings as well as from reply from our clients, So the first one is they don't have other or new capacity, or they don't have new expertise according to their abilities now. So they can't go back to their old jobs. Now, when they want to do a new job, they don't have the training. So this is one thing we would like to call the agency and tell them about the training that they be able to apply now. Number two is that we found out that a lot of employers, they are not sure of what the capability of a PWD. So they might be worried that when they give jobs to a PWDs, there might be an accident, and they might be in a or they give a wrong job to the person. So in the hospital itself, ourselves, we have this program, what we call as a return to work program. It's handled by our occupational therapists, who will assess the patient thoroughly of capacity of the patients. And then they will go out and meet with the employer. And when the patients start working with the employer, the new employer, they'll be able to do a visit to the job site, and also will liaise with the employer of what the patients can do and what are the limitations of patients in the new job place.
What should companies be doing to make workplaces more friendly for employees with disabilities?
Yes, the limitations of our PWDs to go back to work, including the environment. So one thing is there is no accessibility at the workplace, such as there's no disabled toilet. There are also a lot of stairs and no lifts for patients or the workers to go to work. Another thing is that there is a lack of public transport for them to be able to go to work. So these are the things that we would like to highlight about what are the disabled-friendly accessibility that should have in all the workplace.
And how effective has rehabilitation been in helping patients with disabilities get back into the workforce?
Yes. So I'm treating patients after brain injury. So they would have physical disability, such as weakness or hemiparesis on one side of their body. They also have difficulty in speech. They also may have problems with their memory. But after going through our rehabilitation program, they are able to or they are capable to do their daily activities such as bathing, wearing clothes, eating, prepare simple meals. And now they are also able to walk with some aids or with wheelchair, or they can even walk without any aids. And they are capable of doing some jobs or occupations that are suitable with their abilities.
What can be done to encourage more employment opportunities for people living with disabilities?
Yes. So not only from our side hospital, but we would like to talk also to the government. Maybe they have some more attractive initiatives for the employers, such as tax exemptions. If the employer are ready to employ the PWDs, maybe they be able to claim tax exemptions. That one thing. We also like to promote to the government that more disabled-friendly public transport should be done for all the PWDs, so that they are more mobile or they are able to go from one place to another without any difficulty.
That was Dr. Nor Azlina of the Acquired Brain Injury Rehabilitation Unit at Hospital Rehabilitasi Cheras. And as mentioned, if you go to that hospital this Thursday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m, you'll be able to attend the recruitment carnival that's happening then, with a focus on people who are living with disabilities, yep, who are looking for employment. So if that directly impacts you, or if you're able to offer employment this Thursday, that might be a good one to go to.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.